Welcome to this session where I show you how the class data sharing option of the JVM can speed up your Java application startup. When you access a Java class from your program, various steps are performed before you can use that bytecode, that code which is written in that class. First of all, there is of course the class loading itself. There are various class loaders. And when the class is found, then the verification, preparation, and resolving is performed first to make sure that everything is okay with that class, that it can safely be used. The next step is the initialization, like static variables which are initialized, and then afterwards the class can be finally used. So various steps are performed, which take some time, which are required because we need to have the certainty that a class is valid, that the loaded bytecode is valid. But of course, this slows down your application startup. And in this session, I'll show you how you can use the class data sharing of the JVM to improve that startup time without the need to rewrite any part of your application. I'm Rudy de Busser. I'm working for Payara Services, and I'm there the developer advocate and technical salesperson, so I'm helping people getting on board on the Payara platform. So what are we going to cover today? First of all, a few JVM internals related to that class. Nothing too technical and not too deep, but a few options, a few aspects that you need to be aware of to understand what class data sharing is doing. Then a few words about why the fast startup is important. And then, of course, demos to show the feature in action and that you can see what benefits it can give you. So when you specify the statement new my class in the code, then various actions are performed. First of all, the bytecode is loaded from the external system, most of the time your disk, through one of the class loaders. Then that bytecode is verified. We need to make sure that the JVM is capable of running that bytecode because in newer versions, there are newer bytecodes created, for instance, for the record construct, and that means that there is a verification required to see if it is valid or not for that version, but also a verification to see if there is no tampering done with that bytecode, with that class, because the compiler creates that bytecode, but you can manually change that bytecode, and then you can have the basis for a malicious attack on your code. So you can have a look at the internet. There are various resources described how you can manipulate the bytecode so that you can bypass some of the things which the JVM normally does. And the Java compiler is not the only one who is creating bytecode. You have also those JVM languages like Kotlin or Scala, which create bytecode. So it is a very important step, this verification, and should not be disabled. Then a second step is the class file derivation, which can result in that incompatible class change error, which some of you already encountered. In this step, the statements are verified. For instance, if you call a method in another class with a certain parameter set, then there is a check if that method is still there, because it can be that it was there during compilation, but at the runtime you can supply another version. So the method signature is checked to see if it still is valid, if it still can be used, and that can result then in that incompatible class change error if that's not the case. The next step is the preparation. You can see it as more or less the variable initialization. There is also a resolution step for resolving symbolic reference, most of the time related with dynamic invokes constructs that you have or that some libraries that you use in your application. And then the Java interpreter can use that code. So all these steps are required when you do that new my class. And some of them don't need to be done at runtime. For instance, that verification and that class file derivation, we could move that to a pre-startup step. And then that means that everything can go faster when you actually need the class itself. So one step back, maybe there are improvements. So what are the different options to improve? Because there is more than one option possible for a certain problem. As I mentioned, you can disable that verification, but that is a very bad option if you ask me, because that opens the door for malicious bytecode. So that's something that you should never do. The other alternative, which is very popular these days or gains traction, is the native compilation of the Java code. But it has various downsides. It will improve in the future, no doubt about it. But for the moment, it is slow. That means that it takes a lot of time before you have compiled your bytecode to native code. There is also a lower peak performance. So when your application is running, then the native code is fixed. So it cannot be optimized anymore. And because Java has such a long tradition of those optimization, the JIT compiler optimizations, that at the end, after a few requests, that the Java code is performing better than the native code that which is generated. You also have issues with reflection. You have problems with debug code, with Java agents, etc. All those things are looked into and will have a solution in the future. But for the moment, native compilation is not a real solution for the problem of the slow startup, if you ask me. And then we have that class data sharing. The name is a bit confusing, if you ask me, because it's not about sharing data like static variables in classes, but it is that your class information can be shared